he made his return from injury, Aaron Woods, but it wasn't the result that the Cronulla Sharks were after, going down to the Bulldogs. So I think a bit of complacency might have crept in out there at the Shire, TK, but that's only my opinion. We'll ask the man who was at the coalface, Aaron Woods. Good morning, mate.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, going very well, mate. What happened against the Doggies?
Mate, you probably summed it up pretty well there, Loz. Maybe complacency. Probably the biggest, you know, the disappointing thing for us was just our completions with the ball and how we turned it over, mate. I think we kicked one out in the full, kicked two dead, and, you know, where we dropped the ball, coming out of our own end, and how we dropped the ball was, you know, it was just a simple error. It wasn't like it was a pressure on catching the pass. It was just simple fundamentals of the game is just catching. And you know, that was probably the most disappointing thing. Once after the end of the game, you know, we played pretty poorly, and you know, we still had a chance to win the game, but just fundamentally, we just weren't there on the day, and that was probably the most disappointing thing. When you know, we were playing for everything, you know, it was a top four position that we could have been at, but now we're at the seventh spot, equal with 8 and 9. So we've made it tough on ourselves, but you know, we can't blame no one else.
No, Johnny Morris, the rookie coach, he came out and said, well, you know, the senior players weren't good enough. Maybe they're starting to read the papers and believe their own publicity. Now, he said that in the media conference, Woodsy. Did he give a serve in the dressing room as well?
Yeah, but you know what? We deserve the serve, TK. You know, if you're not getting a serve after a performance like that, then, you know, we're kidding ourselves. So, look, it's probably, you know, you don't want to say it's something you need, but maybe sometimes you need a massive serve after the game. And you know, if we haven't woken up to that, then, you know, like I said before, we're probably kidding ourselves. And, you know, it was all on us, mate, to be honest with you. It was just very poor football. And like I said before, where we dropped the ball and you know, we completed it 50% for the whole game. And, mate, in NRL, you can't even do that in 20s football. So that was probably the most disappointing thing. We went in with a really good game plan. And, you know, I think it's probably summed up our year. You know, we haven't played one good full game of footy yet.
No, and I think you scored more tries for two games in a row. You've scored more tries than the opposition, and goal kicking has let you down. But you know, you can't blame it on goal kicking, but because you've just mentioned you know, some of the other aspects of your game which have been disappointing. But it was your first game back. How did you pull up? And you get an opportunity in the run on side this week.
Yeah, no, Loz, you know, you can't blame the goal kickers, mate. You know. You know, that's just a bonus 2 points there, but you know, we're letting in too many tries, and to be down 14-0 in the first 20 minutes is really disappointing. So, look, it was awesome to be back out there, Loz. Don't get me wrong, I was pumped and to get through the game, but it's just more disappointing with the result. So that was probably the frustrating thing. And mate, to get a starting spot this week, it's awesome, mate. I just, if any minute I get on the field now, I'm so happy with having that 10-week layoff. So, look, I think it's the biggest thing for us is probably trying to start fast. You know, we've started poorly every game this year bar one. So, and, you know, Brisbane are coming off a pretty tough game against Newcastle, and they've got some really good young forwards. And last time we played against them, they did give it to us. So it's a big challenge for us this weekend. So we need to start fast, mate.
Mate, I imagine just changing tact a little bit with a bit of origin, Woodsy, you would have been surprised. Were you surprised that your good mate Dave Clemmer wasn't originally included in Freddie Fittler's team? He now gets that start because Tarek Sims has been suspended?
Well, yeah, I couldn't believe it when I first heard it. Obviously, there's a few rumours, you know, they pop up on the old social media or the TV when they're trying to pick the squad before Freddie's come out and told the squad. But, yeah, I couldn't believe it, a bit shocked. But, you know, it's hard when you have such a great performance in Origin 2 to change the side. And, you know, it was a tough one. But, like you know, at the end of the day, Clemmer's back in there. Or I don't know if he's back in yet. But, you know, Tarek Sims didn't get what he wanted from the judiciary last night. So I'm assuming that Clem's been called in. But, you know, I think Clem's just, you know, he'll probably be that excited to be back in there now. And, but I really can't wait to watch him play Wednesday. I reckon you know, you see him come off the back fence, you know, when he's starting. But, you know, now that I think he'll think he's got a point to prove, and I think he'll be outstanding on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Woodsy. I think Clem was hard done by not to be there for Game 3, but he is there now, and I think he'll be one of New South Wales' best forwards. Where do you see New South Wales winning this game, Woodsy? Through the middle?
Yeah, you know what, Loz, I think what they said Game 2, they just got to do it again. You know, I think just a little 1% effort areas. you know, we have got a really good mobile pack. You know, I thought Saifidi really started really well in game two. You know, you hear Kevy Walters say the kick wasn't good, but you know, it's so hard to get to the 20-metre line the first carry, and he got the 25-metre line. So if our middles can lay the platform like they did last time, I think the game really does open up for, you know, for blokes like Jimmy Maloney and Cleary out the back. So, and I think what they did really well last game as well was they weren't scared to chance their arm to throw the ball around. You know, they shifted. And that's what side, you know, it's origin level. It was pouring down rain. And, you know, if it didn't stick, we would have been under a bit of trouble. But to their credit, they just stuck and just hung it out. And, mate, I thought they played really well and just created so many opportunities. So if they can play that sort of style of footy again, I think it'll go a long way to a Blues win.
Yeah, they were very allowed to do that, with Queensland being really passive in the way that they defended. But New South Wales, they backed their ability, they trusted their skill level, and they were able to use the football and get around and go through Queensland a number of times. But you've been there and done it before, Woody. You'd be expecting a response, though, from the Queenslanders?
No, 100%, Loz. You know, we've had a couple of games where, you know, we've probably played really, really well, and you sort of, you hope that it happens next time and you train really well for it to happen, but then Queensland come out and, you know, they've got their backs against the wall, you know, they've been under the pump. Obviously, they had a really good game one, but then game two, is, you know, it was quite a poor performance. And like you said, they were really passive in their defensive systems, but, mate, I reckon we'll see a different Queensland side this game. You know, I think it'll be a real tight arm wrestle. And then, you know, whoever gives first, well, that's going to break the game. So, look, I don't think it'll be like game two. I think it'll be more like a game one origin, like this year. And like I said, whoever gives first, I think you got to take the opportunity because there won't be many this game.
What did you make of the 9-week suspension for George Burgess for eye-gouging Robbie Farah? Fair, not fair, too harsh, not harsh enough?
I think it's fair. You know, when I was watching the game live, I thought Robbie was just blowing up, you know, typical Farah. But then I've seen what happened, Matt. And, you know, you see how red Robbie's eye is. There's no place in the game for an eye gouge. Now, if you gave him a little face or a little muck around, you know, you can cop that because, you know, I think they are mates. I'm not sure. I think they're mates from the South days. But when you're going to put a finger in someone's eye and you can do damage and, you know, seeing how red Robbie's eye was when he came out of the tackle, yeah, it was quite disappointing. You know, you don't want to go out there and you know, simply target someone's eye because, you know, that can cause a lot of damage, you know, not just now, but long-term down the track. So, you know, it was a bit of a weak option to do, but, you know, the NRL, they've come out and, you know, rubbed him out for a long time, but I dare say he won't be doing that again.
With this new directive from the NRL in terms of, you know, late tackles on playmakers, Woodsy, is that something that's been discussed within the group? Because we all know that, you know, you like to take the halves out and make sure if they jam into the line, you're taking them out so they're not getting there for the next play. So has anything changed in regards to that?
Yeah, I think last week they had a meeting at the NRL and they said they wanted a rubber stamp but get it out of the game. So, you know, we had a bit of a chat about it last week just saying, you know, what you can and can't do and what the NRL's coming down harsh on. So, you know.
Are you a bit more hesitant now to put that pressure on the halves?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's a real fine line because even if it's touch and go, if the half stays down, 9 times out of 10, they're going to get a penalty now, Loz, you know. Obviously, in Michael Morgan's case, he did get knocked out, so that's a tough one. And we had one on the weekend where young Jackie Williams just put pressure on, but he ended up having a head clash with Jack Cogger, and that's why he stayed down. And, you know, I didn't think it was a penalty, but, you know, because of what's happened, it's been they're trying to rubber stamp it out of the game. So the Bulldogs got a penalty at the end. But you know, the NRL did say they're going to, you know, come down hard on it, and that's what they've done. So, you know, you do probably second guess yourself at times now when you are going to put kick pressure on or inside pressure on a half. So because, you know, at the end of the day, you're giving away a penalty that could cost your team 2 points.
Good luck against the Broncos on Sunday.